Track 7, Unit 1, Vocabulary and Listening, Page 10, Exercise 5. Listen. You'll hear people talking in five different situations. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear an official speaking to a woman. What mistake did she make? A. Her boyfriend packed her case. B. She forgot the rules. C. She packed in a hurry.
Excuse me, madam.
My shoes. Thank you. I'll put those back on.
I didn't mean your shoes, madam. Could you open your case, please?
Of course. Oh, dear. Have I packed something forbidden by mistake? My husband's terrible at packing, but I'm usually so organised. Oh, no. It's this aerosol, isn't it? I know the rules about liquids, but somehow I missed the hairspray. It's a last-minute trip, and I've never been in such a rush before. I normally pack well in advance. I'm so, so sorry.
2. A man talks about his job. What does he do? A. He arrests people who act suspiciously. B. He uses lie detection technology. C. He examines how people behave.
Obviously, we need to check for terrorists and other illegals. Some other airports have just installed lie detectors. That's a very new thing. They're cameras that record temperature changes in people's bodies that often happen while someone is telling a lie. Behavior detection officers like us simply chat to people. Have they made any plans yet? What do they think of the weather? Normal stuff, but all the time we're noticing the way they speak and act. I guess we use technology too, our eyes and ears. Anything suspicious, and we call in the security team to make arrests.
3. You hear a woman at arrivals. Why is she late? A. Immigration had a technical problem. B. Her biometric passport wasn't valid. C. There was an airport security problem.
Kiara, here! We've been waiting for ages.
Hi. Mwah. Mwah. I'm so sorry. The queues were so long. Normally, with my biometric passport...
Your what?
It includes measurements of my face. More info for security. I've been travelling with it since 2016. It usually makes going through immigration much quicker. There are special e-gates here which scan you, measure your face and let you through automatically. But apparently the sun's shining too brightly today, so the cameras couldn't see me. I had to use the ordinary passport queue instead. At first I thought it was a security issue, so in a way I'm actually relieved.
4. You hear a radio programme about airport body scanners. Why has the man phoned? A. To express support for the scanners. B. To express doubts about the scanners. C. To demand the removal of the scanners.
And on the next line, we have Matt from Durham.
Hi. You know, your callers who've been phoning in about removing the scanners still haven't mentioned the real issue, and that isn't privacy. Sure, it's embarrassing to think that this X-ray machine can see through our clothes, but airport officials are professionals. They're only looking for dangerous items, and safety is their top priority. I agree, the scanners haven't shortened the queues much yet, but the real aim is to improve security. We need to look at other ways to get the queues down.
5. On the radio, you hear a woman talking about dogs trained to detect drugs and weapons. Why are the dogs at Incheon Airport special? A. They get advanced training. B. They're all equally talented. C. They can also detect disease.
Like all sniffer dogs, those in South Korea's Incheon Airport receive special training to smell and identify drugs and weapons. However, every dog here is a naturally gifted super sniffer because they're identical. They're genetic clones of Chase, a dog who was the best sniffer in Incheon until 2007. Their creator, Professor Byun Sun Lee, has already begun work on other clones. He wants to clone a dog with a special ability to smell disease in humans. This could make airports much safer places during global health crises.
Now play the recording and listen again.